this bulletin. Coronavirus rules continue to relax in Victoria. The spat over New Zealand passengers in Australia raises concerns about the Trans-Tasman bubble. And in netball, the Melbourne Vixens beat the West Coast Fever. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Melburnians can travel up to 25 kilometres away from home for essential purposes as updated coronavirus restrictions take effect. Hairdressers are able to open after months of closure. The limits on outdoor exercise and socialising are removed, but retail stores remain closed for now. Beauty salons can't open until the next step, which is scheduled for November, but that could come sooner if Victoria's case numbers remain low. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says as the infection numbers decline, he's confident mystery cases will also fall.
They're high-stakes decisions, absolutely. I can never be complacent about them, and we're precautionary about them, but we're all on tenterhooks about how you manage each and every single case, knowing what the potential is. When sometimes the transmission is not in a easily controlled setting. So, yeah, we remain nervous.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is locked in a stoush with the federal government over the unexpected arrival of Kiwi travellers at Melbourne Airport. Dozens of New Zealanders have flown into Melbourne, with Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge suggesting Victoria's health chief was at a meeting when approval was granted for travel into his state. Mr. Andrews says he doesn't want to close Victoria's border and authorised officers are based at the airport, but he can't control what happens in Sydney, the location from which the Kiwis travelled to Melbourne.
My advice to Minister Tudge is, instead of stubbornly defending this, work with us and let's make sure Victoria's not part of a bubble that we never agreed to be in. Now, if that's not possible, well then let's talk about what else can happen.
23 people have also travelled from New Zealand to Perth and entered hotel quarantine for 14 days. A business report shows Australia is facing a changing economy due to reduced migration levels. The Deloitte Access Economics Outlook anticipates the population will be about 600,000 smaller than expected over the next 2 years, even if international borders open next year. Leading economist Chris Richardson says the speed of Australia's economic recovery from the recession will be affected by the slowing migration rate. It's expected the impacts will be felt for years, with lower migration having flow-on effects to higher education, housing, and commercial construction. Overseas, and Thai protesters are continuing their campaign in Bangkok against the country's prime minister and monarchy. The demonstrations are part of a movement calling for leader Prayut Chan-o-cha to quit, as well as the reformation of the monarchy. During a fifth day of action in the fight for political change, this campaigner says there is more hope with greater numbers out on the streets.
If we are together, we have chance more to win. But if we let people fight alone, there will be less chance to win. So we are here to expect them to express ourselves, what we are wanting and what we are expecting for the future as well.
To sport, and the Melbourne Vixens have claimed the third National Netball League title against West Coast Fever. The Vixens maintained a sense of calm while under pressure from the Fever, defeating them 66-64. Melbourne's Moai Komwendo won the Grand Final's Most Valuable Player Award for her 47 goals. Retiring star Caitlin Thwaites has told Channel 9 she's dedicating the team's win to all Victorians.
We really hope that you guys back home are, we've brought some light to you guys. We know that it's been really, really hard for you and we can't wait to get home.
And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and 28, mostly sunny in Adelaide and 21, a light shower or two clearing in Melbourne and 16, cloudy in Hobart, also 16, partly cloudy in Canberra and 20, an early shower or two in Wollongong and 19, similar conditions in Sydney and 21, a shower or two in Newcastle and 22, much the same in Brisbane, 28, mostly sunny in Cairns, 32, and a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, also 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.